You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Everything is in place.
I don't think so.
Yeah, this is the very first morning, you know, that I came in and the headphones are all set up and ready to go and almost at the right volume.
What happened?
I don't know. Something.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I know. We have the right books to prop up the microphone.
Yeah, everything microphone has stands. The books are the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you know why? Because Todd Alba is on vacation. Well, he's not on vacation exactly. He's on a road trip.
So now we know who's the one messing things up. That Todd.
Because he wasn't here on Friday.
Oh,
we're going to get mad.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's Rocker, though. Because he's here on Saturdays.
Yeah, Rocker's
here. Yeah.
That's true.
So he didn't. This is the same. And maybe we impressed on him that if anybody changes these books underneath our microphones, taking the place for Mike Boomstands, there'll be hell to pay.
I was just going to say that. There'll be hell to pay. How do you pay with hell? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, but it sounds good.
It does. Happy Monday and happy birthday, John Peterson.
Oh, yes. It's a big birthday day for me.
Oh, boy. Celebration. Good morning, producer Dom Lee.
Good morning. And we actually have a song for John, too.
Feel like,
really?
Yeah. We have a song for him that we that Gordy and I kind of put together. Mainly. Actually, it was all Gordy. So
wait a minute here.
Yeah, wait.
All right.
Are we going to play that
Yeah,
now?
Let's listen.
All right, listen to that.
Okay.
It's your birthday today.
John.
Wow.
John.
It's personalized. Kind of a Spinal Tap version of
that. It's your destiny. Wait, with your closest mates.
Okay.
It's your birthday today.
John! Okay.
All right.
I think we've heard enough of that. That'll get you going.
Iron Butterfly. The whole thing. The whole thing here is just love the way they shout John in there. You could adapt that to anybody's name. Gordy. They didn't do Gordy though.
No.
You should see the YouTube video too. It's just like a bunch of explosions and everything. It's the craziest overstimulating thing you'll ever see in your life.
Actually, I saw it. I have that cut in. In the track list. I've got a few other cuts in the track list, so let's not play that again. Try the other ones if you can just preview them a little bit.
Yeah, let's
play. It's just really bad. You know, I didn't find these things. My wife did, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I looked for you when it was your birthday last Monday.
Right.
And I came up with three, right, you know? And, and birthday sex was the...
That's the one that you...
was the one that brought us all down. But... but she found all of these different versions of birthday. In fact, she got one that was the Three Stooges.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that.
And the good one on this one is that it is an explosion as well.
Yeah, let's listen.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Dial it up. Here we go. Push the button. And away.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. All right. Never mind. Just ruined your birthday.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Oh!
Yes.
Wow.
See, you blow out the candles and it explodes.
And nice. Nice. The Three Stooges birthday. That's great.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Well, just,
all yeah. right. We have any more?
And we also have we have Art Paul Schlosser saying happy birthday to John, too.
Oh, please, yeah, please. We can sing that all day long. It's an earworm.
Okay, let's
listen. All right, let's listen to that.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Not a lot of people know he's from Liverpool.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, well, there we go. That's
Art Paul. Oh, fabulous. Great stuff. So you got big plans for your birthday? You're going to go out
no.
later and start drinking?
Nope.
Do some day drinking?
Because my wife's birthday is the next day, tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
They're together.
Oh.
And we always celebrate hers. Who cares about mine anymore?
Yeah.
You know, once you get this age, you know, they're ready to throw you out the window.
You said that coming in, too. You're like, I hate my birthday. As soon as you walk past me, I was like, wow.
Mr. Grumpy Pants over
Grumpy
there.
Grumpy Pants.
Yeah, geez.
You know.
Well, so yeah. she's a Cancer, too. So you're both moon children. That's
yeah.
really weird.
Yeah.
And wow.
We get
it
along.
Works, with, it works out okay?
And
wow.
We get along so. On everything. It's like yeah. I mentioned, you know, we were looking at that car.
You oh, know, yeah. That, did that you was, buy that?
I did. I have a 2022 vehicle, wow. something
oh,
in
my
the 20s.
God.
Woo!
Oh, man.
I know.
To take
yeah,
a look
you.
At it.
Thank you very much.
We'll have to take a picture
yeah.
of it later.
Well,
yeah, you like it?
No, I didn't bring it in.
Oh, you did?
I think it's covered by the insurance, but I didn't want
oh.
to take a chance. I still don't have it completely covered. There's two versions of that car that I have.
Okay.
One is a GT. It's super fast.
Right.
And the insurance coverage is really high.
Ah.
And I think that's what they quoted me when I went on to just add it. And I thought, oh, I can't do that. Hey, yeah, you know, I got a complaint this morning, though.
Okay. Let's
what
hear.
The hell happened to the lights?
What?
On the way in.
Did I don't
you,
know.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, something changed. Yeah, I had to sit there for a while.
What the hell is the mayor doing? Oh, man. If you're coming in from the west side on University Avenue, you
forget
might as
it.
Well just forget it.
Might as well hitchhike. Give it up.
Yeah. Yeah, hitchhike.
Yeah, it did take a while. I only have a couple
every
of
light. Light.
Yes. Yeah.
Every light is bad.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Is it formulated for outbound? Usually that's how you get the bad lighting.
By bad, what do you mean? Like I
you get a red light everywhere.
Oh, red light, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
you're
stopping
always getting
you all the time. And there's yeah. no traffic the hour
there's
of the morning.
There's no traffic.
They should just leave them flashing to about 6:30.
See, we go back to the time when they had flashing yellow lights.
Right. That's all you really
at
need.
At night. When it's nighttime,
right.
flashing yellow lights. We all live by that.
Just the caution lights.
And now they yeah. just, they. I don't know.
Know.
I don't know why they went to something else, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it was a nightmare, and I'm really angry. You know, we're going to have to talk to the mayor about this. This is not working out for us.
at See least if you can get Satya Rhodes Conway
yeah,
on the phone,
could
will you,
yeah,
please?
You know,
yeah, I don't know what the deal is. It baffles me every time when they do something like that. And I don't know if it's just that they had to shut the system down for a second.
Oh,
and,
for the art fair?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe it was for the art
got
fair.
Screwed. Maybe they didn't put every all of
everything
the
back.
Automatic stuff on.
Yeah,
back on.
I don't know. We'll see if we
oh, God.
Find out more information.
I'm drifting here.
Okay. Well, let's get to our morning segment. The
oh,
new
yeah.
morning segment. What
yeah.
would you do if something happened?
Let's,
what is it called?
It's Would You Rather.
Would
this
you
is the
rather.
Last time.
But
this is the last time.
What do you mean
do you
it's
mean
the
last,
it's
last
time?
I mean, this is the last time I'm going to tell you the right title.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's the thing. You know, we're living without Catherine listening to the radio show.
Well, yes, she's traveling. Yep.
Yeah, she's out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So she yeah. can't get up early enough to see or hear, rather, the show.
Right.
And that is a...
yeah.
Sigh of relief, brush. Now, hey, anything can happen.
Yeah, but she'll be listening to the podcast, so
oh,
you know,
shoot.
She could okay. still, you know,
all
send
right,
us some
well,
notes.
Maybe.
She'll give us critiques, no matter what.
That's all right. No. Okay.
All right. Let's
would
do
you,
it.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Let's
hit
do this.
The music.
There
hit
we
the
go.
Thing.
Come on.
Hit it.
All right. Let's get into it.
Get into it. Is this new music?
No, it's the same old,
same old. It's good. Okay, let's do it.
All right. I gotta change that up. I'm sorry. All right.
It's okay.
First question. Would you rather buy a product that has no demo or a product that has a negative review with no explanation on what's wrong?
So take a chance on buying something with no demo, no reviews.
Yep. Like a Lego pack, you open it up and there's no directions.
Oh, okay.
You know, or a product that has just a terrible review with no explanation on why it has a terrible review.
Well, I guess I never would do that, so I'll go with the first one.
I think I would buy it. Yeah.
It's so typically men. Of course, we don't look at the instructions.
Right.
Who needs those? Go for it.
I don't ever anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we look at them once we get it all screwed up and have to start over.
Like my bed frame, when I first moved here, I didn't use no instructions. I just freeballed it.
Really? And it worked?
It worked. Hopefully it didn't fall down tonight.
That's why you fell off the bed the first time.
Okay, what's the next question?
All right, next question. Would you rather take a pill that gives you 100 more healthy years or a pill that makes you 10 times more intelligent than you already are?
Well, I'm happy where I'm at right now. I'll add the years.
There you go. All right, I'll be 10 times more intelligent. I think I have room for improvement.
Yeah, I'm going along with you.
Yeah, I got to go.
Mr. Know-it-all.
All right.
Third and final question. Would you rather eat chicken-flavored cookies?
Ooh. Oh, God.
Or cookie-flavored chicken?
Cookie-flavored chicken. I'll do that.
That was the quickest response you've had all day.
Boy, that's no. There's no good answer.
There's really
there.
Not. I think I'm gonna go chicken flavored cookies though.
Really?
I like the consistency of the cookie, but I do like the flavor of the chicken.
Okay.
Well, they make a product for you. I'm sure they do. I mean, chicken flavored crackers and chicken flavored cookies. I guess would exist. Yeah,
I guess that's what I do.
Or that would just be. That would just be dog food at that point.
Okay.
Oh God.
Okay.
Could be.
All right. That's it.
Is that it?
That's all we got. Always three questions. We're done, so.
Well, I got nothing.
Well, let's look at the weather for today. We haven't done that yet. You know, here it is, July 14th. Yeah. We're almost halfway through the month, and it looks like a pretty nice day. We've got plenty of sunshine shining on State Street, downtown Madison, block off the Capitol.
But we've got an air alert. Air quality alert.
Till noon, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that. I doubt that. Why noon?
Well,
what's that all about? All right,
good question.
Did they stop the fires by that time? I don't know.
I don't think so.
66 degrees currently. It feels like 66 degrees and a high of 87 today. A low tonight, again, around 65.
Okay. What time is sunset tonight, John? Do you have that handy?
You would ask, wouldn't
I? I like to know the sunset time. It gives me comfort in my old age.
Well, look forward to 8:35, Gordy.
Okay, if I make it that far, I'll check it out.
All right.
Okay, well, that's good. A little bit later on, in just a few minutes, we're going to check in with Pam Yockey and find out what's going on. Of course, you know, the big Dane County Fair is this week.
Starting up, yeah.
Yeah, talking with her about that.
And how about the ice cream trail?
Oh, yes.
Was that in our promo?
It was.
Over the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
The ice cream trail. We'll find out about that. And that's about it. Okay.
Well,
I don't have anything. Well, it's a Monday. Trying to get everything back in order here. Okay.
Chicken and the Biscuits exists. That's your neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, I should tell them I decorated the gazebo over the weekend with all the beads that they've been giving me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know they gave you the beads.
You'll have
finally
to come over.
Yeah.
Be back with more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Song's all you get, John.
right. Well, that's okay. You didn't have to get me anything. All right, it is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
John and Gordy in the morning here on WMDX 92.7, and also on the Civic Media app. Check it out there. Give us a text or a voice note. We want to hear from you.
You can also call us at 608-879-8255. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Beautiful sunshine today. Highs in the mid-80s. And Pam Yonke joins us this morning. Fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It is beautiful. Today and tomorrow look great. Unfortunately, over the weekend, some of that rain that moved through on Friday night, Saturday night, not good news for our county fairs. I know that my friends up in Baraboo, I was at the Sauk County Fair all day Saturday. They had to cancel their truck and tractor pull on Friday night. And same thing happened to Lafayette County Fair in Darlington on Saturday night. They had to cancel their truck and tractor pull. They got so much rain that their fairgrounds was just about underwater.
Wow.
Really? Where was that?
Down by Darlington.
Oh, yeah.
Lafayette County.
Okay.
It's, their fairgrounds just happened to lie right next to kind of the river and the low part of the grounds where some of the barns are, and that had standing water from the reports that I got. So, you know, that's something we don't talk a lot about when it comes to county fairs. Everybody knows that it's usually really super hot. We think about the animals, taking care of the animals during the heat.
Yeah.
But what we don't stop and think about are those mitigating circumstances that also happen, like the rain that we picked up. They don't get a do-over. You know, the truck and tractor pull people have a schedule. They've got to move on. The concert, sometimes you'll have a music performer or something. They've got to move on. You guys know that. You've been in the business long enough.
Long time.
So a lot of our county fairs, one of the major challenges they have is trying to find insurance companies that can deal with them and deal with them in a financially responsible way. And we talked to a guy that is a specialist in working with county fairs, state fairs, and things like that, trying to make sure that if there's that kind of an extenuating circumstance, they don't lose everything. Because stop and think about it. The money is already invested. Yeah. Those performers, those artists like the truck and tractor companies, they've got to be paid. Now, they may have a certain percentage that comes off if the show doesn't go on, but they're still going to get their expenses covered. But the fair does not, you know, so there's a lot of risk riding on some of the stuff that you see at county fairs that I hope people appreciate. And it's a very unique insurance that they've got to investigate. Short period of time, interest, you know, you can't change weather, can't change events. So it's another one of those elements that I like to try to remind people about when they get ready to enjoy them.
Right. Well, that's a good point. I never thought about it, and I haven't been to a county fair in a little while. So, that is something to think about, especially the tractor pulls, right? I mean, you got to bring all that equipment in, and man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys know, you've been in the business long enough. Think about how many concerts you've been to, the setup, the lighting, the staging, all of that. And if it's an outdoor venue, lightning. The artist says, well, you know, there's lightning. We can't do, like they had the Harley Davidson concert over in Milwaukee that got canceled on Friday because of the lightning possibility. Well, you know, you know how that goes. You got to be able to cover some of that risk. And that's where the unique insurance that county fairs turn to comes into play.
Why it really did rain on Friday night, Friday afternoon. It was just incredible. My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't gotten official totals this morning, but like I said, and they were calling for, measurable rain again on Saturday night. And that's why, when you've got saturated ground, there's just nowhere for the rain to go. And that's really unfortunate when it's a once a year event, like a county fair, you know, a lot of people look forward to those kinds of things. And if you're one of the pullers and you're chasing after points or you want to get on the leaderboard or something, and you spend your time loading up and bringing your entire rig and crew to a site that ultimately isn't going to have a pull, boy, you're kicking yourself. You could have gone farther north or gone in a different direction and maybe still caught that pull.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey, Pam, let's talk about the ice cream trail, the Wisconsin ice cream trail. What's this all about?
Yeah, don't you love it?
Yeah.
I hope that people get a chance to take a look at this. So this is something that the Wisconsin Farm Bureau put together. If you go to gatherwisconsin.com, you will find the Wisconsin Ice Cream Trail. Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on, I believe it's 20 or 21 unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story. And if you take a look at, I was teasing my one of my TV guys on Friday about it. If you take a look at it, tell me how many you have visited. I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit. And I'm a pretty big ice cream fan. But like I said, every one of them has a little bit of a story, and they're located from really all across the state of Wisconsin. And I think that the Gather Wisconsin folks are interested for feedback. If you find one that's unique, that's not on the path. Now for you two, if you feel ambitious and you want to celebrate John's birthday properly,
yes,
you will walk just down the state,
yep,
down the street,
yep,
to Babcock Dairy.
Yep, exactly.
Babcock Dairy is just down the street from you guys. And that's one of the 2021 stops on the unique ice cream trail that you can take a look at. GatherWisconsin.com. It's a downloadable PDF that you can tuck in your glove box if you're somebody that travels for work, or if you're taking the kids on vacation and you want something to have them remember, mm-hmm, special about a location.
Yeah.
They've got them all over the place to take a look at.
Might have to do that right after the show, John.
We've got the John and Gordy hike up to Columbus for Sassy Cow. So we're
Sassy Cow.
Okay.
We like that.
That's
too.
Another good one, too.
Yep.
I wholeheartedly endorse that, too.
Great. Pam, thank you.
Pam, we're all out of time.
All right. Happy birthday, John.
Thank you.
That's Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy right after this.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Go to Costco.
Yeah. There.
I didn't know they had a Costco down in Verona.
Yes.
It's really
big,
nice
one. Yeah, big brand new one down there.
Yeah. This portion, welcome back, by the way. It's John Peterson.
WMDX 92.7 if you're on your radio dial.
John Gordy, along with producer Dominic Lee, right in the heart of Madison. Beautiful sunshine on State Street this morning, and temperatures getting into the mid-80s later on. Right now, it's in the mid-60s. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can call them at 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Get all the latest and check out their free hearing aid test online, their free hearing test. You can go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com for that. Okay, Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
What's happening? You know, by the way, over the weekend, I just want to mention this. I went to the art fair on the square.
Yeah, you did.
And off the square. I took a few pictures, threw them online there. You can see them on our Facebook page.
Facebook page. It was on the John and Gordy Facebook page?
Yes, I threw it on there yesterday. Yeah. You didn't look?
No. Well, you know what? Ann did.
There's so many
Ann
things.
Ann told me that you posted some photos there.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great time. I went there yesterday afternoon, and it was starting to wind down a little bit. I don't like to go on Saturday because it's really crowded, usually.
Yeah.
But yesterday it was fine.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sunday's a little slower.
That's the way to go. But, it was really great. And I spun the wheel at the Channel 27 wheel of schlock or whatever you want to call it, the wheel of merch, and I got a little tote bag.
That's
nice with their logo on
that's
it.
That's pretty nice. You didn't get one at 15 when you worked there.
No, never got anything there. I worked there almost 5 years, got nothing.
No leather bag.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
You didn't even get a number two pencil with that logo on it. Nothing. Cheapskates. Okay.
Resentment there.
Anyway, it was great to see people yesterday. It was a beautiful day for the art fair.
Well, it's fantastic.
Okay. Now, on to Idiocracy for your birthday. Your birthday, happy birthday, John Peterson.
Thanks for bringing that up again.
Anybody you want to wish John a happy birthday greeting, you can, why don't you send him a voice note? Go to our Civic Media app and click on the voice note. And
just rubbing it in now.
Express your wishes to John Peterson's birthday.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, it's every time it's my birthday, I think of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Who doesn't?
So I got a whole story here on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Really?
For Idiocracy.
Oh,
sure.
What did she do this time?
She doesn't know that the mega plan is to keep the middle income families down.
Oh.
You know?
She had to figure that out.
They have to live paycheck to paycheck. That's normalizing their low expectations for their life. And so now she's complaining. She doesn't understand that this is the whole mega plan. So anyway, let's listen to her finally, you know, kind of telling it like it is. This is what we've been saying this for years, Marjorie. Okay, let's listen to this here.
$7 trillion in debt. Just like you and I were speaking before, our kids' generations. My kids are 22, 25, and 27. And our children's generation, they can't afford rent. They can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford insurance. They can't buy a new car. They can't find a good paying job. Yeah. They're living month to month, paycheck to paycheck, credit card bills stacked up. And they literally look to the future going, how am I ever going to realize the American dream? And it seems hopeless for them.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome to the to the club.
Yeah. Welcome to the mega plan for the economy. Now that we've given all the tax cuts to the wealthy,
right?
Let's keep going with that plan, right? Mm. Oh my God! Yeah. I mean, the mega party made them unable to buy the house. You know,
right?
They're against the minimum wage hike.
Mm. Yeah,
they're taking away your health care. And they've killed the American dream because they're creating something new. It's making America great again, whatever the hell that means.
Mm.
And now, of course, they're blaming the debt on poor people. Not the tax cuts.
No.
But poor people are spending money left and right from the government.
Really?
And they're making the government go broke.
Okay.
So, you know, if only they would just get a clue, and it's so simple. It is so I think it's driving everybody nuts. Mm-hmm. It's so simple to understand this.
Right.
And we just can't break that barrier, that weird cult barrier that they're up in.
Yeah. Well, it's finally, it's good to see that Marjorie Taylor Greene is...
going through the same horrible experience.
She's seen the light.
She hasn't seen the light.
Well,
she thinks this is normal. This is the way it is. I don't know how she thinks her kids, she has Gen Zers,
right,
how they're ever going to get ahead. I mean, what is she doing about them being able to buy a house or getting a higher wage or having health insurance and not living paycheck to paycheck? What is she doing for it? Nothing.
Hmm.
My God, anyway.
Just settle down, John. It's your birthday. Don't get
too upset. There's nothing you can do. Now I'm really mad.
Just hang on. Take a deep breath. There we go. You're allowed. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
You can rant all you want today. Why not?
All right.
Okay. You okay now?
I'm kind of better, but I've got another horror story here.
Okay, bring it.
This is Idiocracy. What? Bring it, right?
Yeah.
All right. This is going to freak everybody out, I think. If you haven't heard about it yet, David Fahrenthold, he's a reporter, investigative reporter. Huh? He came out with this bomb. In a court filing, the tax agency said a decades-old ban on campaigning by tax-exempt groups should not apply to houses of worship speaking to their own members. In other words, you're not supposed to endorse candidates from the pulpit.
Mm.
You can't do it or else you lose your tax-exempt status. Now, I don't think anybody's ever lost their tax-exempt status if they've picked a candidate. You know, on the Republican side, they're notorious for breaking this rule.
Right.
And they haven't been penalized for it. But it's actual. This is now in place.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, I think, you know, do they really want to go down this road, right? Mm. Where religious beliefs now represent a political position.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a really dangerous prospect, right? Partisan politics infecting religion.
Yeah.
was a surprise nuking, I think, in this case, of the social fabric that we have in this country. You know, you have the freedom of religion, mm-hmm. but you don't cross it over. You don't bring it in. You don't bring your religion into your politics. Mm-hmm. Or else, when your politics are out of favor, so is your damn religion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't want that. And they keep wanting things that will completely destroy everything we have going in this country in the first place.
That's what it's all about for them.
Hey, now
they
I,
want it. Yeah.
Now I got a clue. Now I'm starting to catch on.
Well, it's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope.
Religion and politics. Yeah.
But you don't want to cross over. You don't want them to coexist,
no.
be the same. That's why we're not a Christian nation, because once you do that, Christianity can get a really bad name when you have Trump in office. Oh, wait, that's going on right now. What am I talking about? God, please. All right. Mahmoud Khalil. You remember him?
Mahmoud Khalil.
He filed a $20 million claim against the Trump administration for false imprisonment. The Guardian wrote, Khalil was falsely imprisoned, maliciously prosecuted, and smeared as an anti-Semite as the government sought to deport him over his prominent role in the campus protest. Columbia, remember this?
Yes, Columbia College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's suing him, and rightfully so, man. This guy went through a lot of hell.
Right?
He said Trump and his administration, they chose the wrong person for this. That doesn't mean there is a right person for this.
Yes.
There is no right person who should be detained for actually protesting a genocide. And that's it. That's a comment from him. Khalil is returning home to his son now. He has a chance to go. And
finally.
His son was born while he was in prison.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's good that he's got that
chance.
And but,
suing, and I hope he gets the $20 million
for that. Yeah, he went through
that.
Hell.
That's absolutely ridiculous. He just participated in protests.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to do that in your in this country. You know,
right.
they act like only U.S. citizens can do this stuff. Anybody can do this stuff. It's freedom.
Right. That's what it's all about.
We're the beacon
protest.
Of freedom in the world.
Supposed to be.
You can come here and, you know.
Right.
Be free. My God.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm just catching on to that myself. as we sit in this, I don't know.
What? What are you talking about, Madison?
Yeah. Well, no, I was thinking of a FEMA camp, you know, as John and Gordy broadcast live from the FEMA camp.
Trying to set up that.
Yes, I know.
Remote from the.
Yeah.
From, somewhere.
I think, the Alcatraz. What is it? The
alligator Alcatraz?
Yeah. I've heard the Auschwitz Alcatraz as well.
What?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, too. That Auschwitz Alcatraz.
Well, they've gotten some video, some pictures out of the place, and it is. They're in cages.
Yeah, politicians went in, and they were just devastated
by what
it looked like.
Yeah, Florida. Legislators were allowed to go in and take a tour.
I know.
They didn't like it.
A Democratic representative went in, and she was complaining about the toilets.
Right.
And
the
sink. And it was minimal stuff.
That was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Anna's familiar with all this stuff. You know, she writes novels.
And so she checks things out like that.
Yeah. And she said that what Wasserman Schultz was describing is exactly what they have in prisons.
Yeah.
It's not downgraded. It's not trying to torture them or give them something
substandard.
It's the way it is in the prison.
It's a combination toilet and sink, basically.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all combination.
You're not washing your hands in the bowl.
Alligator Alcatraz, we're hearing from Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
And Alligator Auschwitz, somebody else piped in here. You can text us. Okay. She was Debbie Wasserman. I can never get it right. Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, she was describing the conditions in there, and it wasn't good. I mean, it's awful.
It's not great.
But
I heard that, you know, they give you really substandard food.
There's worms in the food, so that's not
really
good.
Substandard. And I'm glad you added that.
I would complain too. What is this?
And they said the mosquitoes were like birds, fat birds or bumblebees.
God.
I mean, they were gigantic, and there's no way of stopping that. So everybody's kind of you know, in this horrible, horrible hell.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But
well, we got 1 minute. Huh?
Okay.
All right. Well, you,
yeah. Let me mention that this
could
portion
you, because you know the is that sale over now?
No. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because the sale has been extended at Verlo.
See,
that's right. See, you can accessorize
it's
for less.
It's me. You know, they can.
It's all because
they
of you, John. They have extended the sale that was going on adjustable bed frames.
There you go.
You can still save 30 to 50% off the adjustable bed frames. Experience the next level luxury of their beautiful V9
absolutely
adjustable base frame. Save an additional $200 on that purchase.
That's a lot. That's good.
Verlo, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. Back with more of Idiocracy
you'll
after
thank
this.
Me. You'll thank me.
Oh, everybody's thanking you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hello, my name is Bonzo, and today is a very, very special day, because today it's somebody's birthday.
Whose birthday is it, Bonzo? Is it the gingerbread man's birthday?
No, no, no.
Is it Little Bo Peep's birthday, Bonzo?
No, no, no.
Is it Humpty Dumpty's, Bonzo?
No, 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 you guys. Huh. It's John's birthday.
Hey!
Oh,
okay,
John.
Everybody, let's say happy birthday to John.
Hey.
Happy birthday,
hey.
John.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You want to tell everybody how old you are?
No.
John is 117 years old today.
Well, I wish you hadn't said that.
Well, happy birthday, big guy.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah,
I hope you enjoy it.
Get one a year. That's
that's all you're allowed.
That's all you're allowed.
I think we got a happy birthday voice note as well.
Oh,
if
you
want
to,
yeah,
note.
Yeah.
All right.
I think
that's fantastic.
It's worth
hearing.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Peterson, for your birthday, that young guy should shut his yap.
Yeah. There you go.
Whoa. Hey, yeah. Come
okay
on.
Wow.
Whether is he talking about
like
me or
it
is he talking
like
about
it
you? You know,
I think
know
he's
thank
talking
you
about me, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
See, it's easy.
That's
you
fine.
Know?
Yeah, yep. Just get on the Civic Media app. You can send a voice note there just right from the app. Look for the button. Okay?
Looks like.
So,
Looks like John is starting to lose it because he's so old. For some reason, I keep tipping my coffee away from my face.
Yeah.
After I'm done sipping it.
Right.
And it's splashing up in my face. What the hell is going on?
You know, it's
on
funny you
side
mention that because I have the same problem. Yeah, only,
you know, you
only
have
only
almost the same one.
I do. I do. But my problem is after I take a sip, some of it somehow gets on my nose.
Oh, yeah.
I have no why. I don't know why how that gets up there.
I don't. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense at all. But I always have to wipe. Yeah. Anyway, nobody cares. Sunshine today. Highs in the mid 80s right now. It's about 65 degrees and looks beautiful all day long. Okay.
I got a story that is so surreal that it truly is hard to even believe or imagine. But anyway, this actually happened. You know, we've got that smoke coming down from Canada.
Oh,
right?
I know. When's that going to stop?
Well, I hope it stops right away, or at least thanks to the pressure by a few of our Republican friends in Congress from our state, and that is, I'm going to name them, Tom Tiffany and Glenn Grothman.
Oh, boy.
Thanks to them, maybe this will end.
Really?
You know, this is such a big story. But the BBC had it.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires is drifting south and making it difficult for Americans to enjoy summer. Six members of Congress wrote that in a letter to Canada's embassy.
Oh.
It was signed by Tom Tiffany and Glenn Grothman.
Well, okay.
This is what they wrote. We write to you today on behalf of our constituents who have had to deal with suffocating Canadian wildfire smoke, filling the air to begin the summer. Oh, my gosh. Tom Tiffany and Glenn Grothman blamed a lack of active forest management.
Oh, God.
And arson. They said, with all the technology that we have at our disposal, both in preventing and fighting fires, this worrisome trend can be reversed if proper action is taken. What is
really?
What is wrong with these people? God, they must be. They must have all been drunk when they signed this thing. Holy crap. You know, let's just listen to this cut.
What
it's kind of a summary of the whole thing. I don't know. Let's listen to this thing.
Is Canadian wildfire smoke ruining summer for Americans? That's what this letter from six U.S. lawmakers says. In our neck of the woods, the summer months are the best time of the year to spend time outdoors. But this wildfire smoke makes it difficult to do all those things. The Republican lawmakers say Canada isn't doing enough to manage its forests and wants to know how Canada plans to mitigate the smoke.
Yeah.
They also blame arson for multiple large wildfires in Canada. While many wildfires are caused by humans, that doesn't mean they're caused by arson, which is intentional. Experts say actual arson incidents are rare, and the letter doesn't mention climate change, which has been proven to worsen wildfires and other extreme weather events. So what do Canadian officials have to say?
Yeah.
Well, I've shaken the hands of American firefighters in northern Manitoba who are helping us out, and I would challenge these ambulance chasers in the U.S. Congress to go and do the same.
The G7 members had a unified statement on fighting forest fires. I know that there is some unity around the leaders' table on this issue.
But could anything actually be done to curb the smoke? We asked a few wildfire experts, and they say these fires are really difficult to control. Some of them are sparked in remote areas by lightning. Some have actually been burning for years, underground in the winter, and resurfacing in spring and summer when it's dry and hot.
Wow.
Canada is also huge, and the boreal forest makes up a ton of its landmass. One expert told me managing all of it is basically a pipe dream. But there are ways that wildfires can be mitigated, like prescribed burning. That's a type of fire set intentionally and then controlled to undercut the intensity of future wildfires. Canadian officials say there will be a response to the letter in due course.
Yes. When they get to it.
Yeah, get around to it.
This is so ridiculous. Stop that smoke from getting into our country. Stop that smoke. You know, it's so weird. I mean, to actually say that we have the technology at our disposal that we can do something about this. We can reverse this action, right? Mm. Well, have they forgotten about the massive U.S. fires in Oregon, Wyoming, Washington, California?
California,
the largest New Mexico fire ever, Virginia. The Texas Smokehouse fire, the largest in Texas history. The largest fire in Hawaiian history well just happened in 2023.
Right.
Maybe. Why didn't we use this incredible technology at our disposal to prevent these wildfires?
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Tom Tiffany, Glenn Grothman, get off the drugs. Get off the booze. My God. Wow.
They've got a lot of time on their hands.
That is
truly
amazing.
Write letters like that. Yeah.
And of course, now the rest of the world knows we have these idiots in charge. You know, thank you, BBC, for telling everybody.
Yes,
we're trying to keep
that.
Them secret. You know, we don't want to tell everybody.
It's crazy. Okay. 6:59 after the news, and
we got big stories coming up too.
Yeah, we'll get to more.
Christy Noem.
Oh boy, yeah. All that coming up on John and Gordy for a Monday morning on WMDX. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.